Nikki Webster, welcome to the Action Battle Team.
The Action Battle Team. Perfect.
It's pretty good. Hi, Nikki. I'm Dan.
Hi. How are you?
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10? That's not too bad.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Where are you, Sydney?
Sydney, yeah.
Awesome. Now,
have you got a nice view where you are?
Actually, I'm just sitting in my dance studio looking onto Parramatta Road, so it's really not that glamorous.
Now, when I went and visited Sydney, actually, I drove past Nikki Webster's dance studio, and I didn't know if that was actually you or whether someone was trying to just leech off your success.
I wish I was that powerful that someone would want to leech off me.
well, is it? So it is your dance studio?
It's my little baby. So I built it with my business partner, who's my brother, and yeah.
Do you teach?
I do. As of this year, it's my first time.
Do you have lots of little kids, like 6-year-olds in leotards, yeah, like bumping into each other and stuff?
Oh, I love it. They love to dress up as fairies, and it's great fun. They come in as superheroes, all the 2-year-olds. It's great.
Oh, that's so cute.
Do they dance to S Club 7?
Actually, my juniors have just started, my 7-year-olds. I don't think they know who S Club 7 is, but I'm like, this is a cool song. You're dancing to it.
Damn it.
High School Musical.
That's a sad thing.
Yeah, you're about our age, so you probably grew up with the same sort of Spice Girls, S Club 7, yes. Aqua as well.
Oh, yeah, Barbie Girl, huge fan.
And now you get to see Flo Rida take it all and make new songs out of it, and it's just as bad the second time round.
Now, let's talk about your new song. It's Devilicious. Now, I had a little bit of a look on YouTube just before, and pretty saucy.
Oh, is that a compliment?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay, good. Yeah, it was certainly a lot of fun, and, you know, how can I complain? All those sexy boys dancing around me all day. It was great fun.
I know. You looked, it's a tough job. Someone's got to do it.
I looked at home, didn't I? Someone's got to do it.
It's a good change of pace from 6-year-olds dressed as Ninja Turtles or whatever.
It is a big pace. It's the it's the joy of being an entertainer, getting to throw yourself into the deep end at all different levels.
Well, actually, I've been looking at sort of what you've been doing in the entertainment world in the last few years. You've been there's been musicals, of course. You've had songs come out, albums and stuff like that. Do you feel like you've been busy ever since we saw you strung up over many people years ago?
I kind of felt really busy up until I reached 18, when I kind of took some time off and travelled and went to live in LA and kind of, you know, just tried to rediscover who I was. So I feel like I've had a good break and quite a long rest, and, you know, I felt like it was the time for me to get some new material and some new music out there, and hence Devilicious came about.
Because when most people chart your career, it kind of goes Sydney Olympics,
yep,
Strawberry Kisses,
yep,
Ralph Magazine. Now.
There's a big gap there, isn't there?
So, did you?
That's fantastic. I feel like I was saying earlier today that, you know, all this magazine and Z Magazine, FHM Magazine, feels like it's my sex tape or something. It just gets brought up every single time. And it's amazing how, you know, a couple of photo shoots can I guess, determine your career.
Wait, how do you feel about it?
I don't regret anything. I think, you know, the first thing I learned getting into this industry was not to regret when decisions were made on anyone's behalf. But, you know, it felt right at the time. I didn't really think about it too deeply. It was I was contacted and I thought, that'll be fun. You know, it'll be a chance for people to see me at 18, 19. And,
yeah.
And that's all. I didn't really think about it that much. But if I was asked to do it now, I would probably think differently. But I don't regret anything.
I reckon it's pretty cool. I wish I was good looking enough to pose on any form of
photography
show. I'm not. Like, honestly, when you see me naked.
I hear the giggle in the background.
When you see me naked, I've sort of, you know that episode of The Simpsons, it's in season 2 when Marge paints the picture of Mr. Burns naked.
Yes.
That's what I look like without my clothes on. Like, but I've got very wide hips as well. So it's quite disgusting. So anyway,
I'm getting quite a visual in my mind.
Yeah, and I've got hair like the Mighty Boosh, so it's very top heavy, and it's just a horrible package. So I take my hat off to you. I think you're fantastic.
Oh, thanks. But I wasn't naked. I was in, you know, a swimming costume or a lingerie.
So. Oh, even if you put me in lingerie, it'd be awful. It'd be like putting lipstick on a pig.
It would be retouch it. It would be, you'll be right.
It would be mutton dressed up as lamb.
Well, so if you say, you know, that's, I mean, because I think, I honestly, if someone goes Nikki Webster to me, I actually do think Olympics / Strawberry Kisses. Mm-hmm. How, now that you've sort of, you know, grown up and you're starting, I don't know, let's call it career phase 2 or 3, or how do you want to be remembered at the end of it all?
I guess somebody that worked hard for where I got, you know, and someone that wasn't afraid to try things. You know, I never want to get rid of where I've come from at all. But also, it's a, you know, this industry is a career now for me. When I was 13, 14, I was at school, and it was a love and it was a dream. And now it's, you know, it's my life at the moment. It's, you know, trying to create opportunities through the dance school and through my music. It's my life, and I'm lucky enough to have great people overseas really feeling my music. And I just, you know, I wanted to release it in Australia first, so because this is my home. So I hope that, you know, people enjoy it and go, wow, she's back. Let's see where the next stage takes her.
Well, I mean, you talk about, like, you know, the photos as if a sort of pseudo sex tape type thing, but don't worry. Honestly, it's just a photo in a magazine. It's not really a skeleton in the closet. You're still pumping out the tunes, and that's why you're on the show tonight. So, you know.
Oh, thanks. No, it's good to be back. It's, you know, I'm certainly in a great place, and I'm really happy to be back.
Before you disappeared overseas, was there a moment where you went, no, that's it, I got to get out for a bit, I've got to travel?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. There was, and I don't think it was a moment. I think it was quite a few months where I was like, what am I doing? Who am I? What am I going to do? No one seems to like me. And,
aww.
You know, there was that whole kind of pressure, and people want me to be this, but I don't feel like I'm that. And that's why I got away and moved away from everybody and everything I knew, and started contacting people by myself, contacting writers I wanted to work with, and just getting respect through people not knowing my history, just, you know, for being me.
Is that what you think it was, that people didn't respect you because of some projects you'd done in the past, or...?
From the projects I did, I just think it's the tall poppy syndrome. And, well, I don't think it's respect that I want. I just think it was being the punchline of everyone's jokes. And, you know, now I'm happy to be the punchline of people's jokes. I think it's quite funny. But at 14, it was quite, you know, I guess it hit a raw nerve in myself.
You seem quite well composed. You're not a Macaulay Culkin type figure. You seem very... You know, savvy.
No, I didn't earn enough to be like him.
Should have capitalised when you had the chance.
Tell me about it. No, I have a good family, and I'm, you know, yeah, we have our ups and downs, and I'm just, you know, I'm a normal girl, but yes, I get to travel the world and work with incredible people and get to make music, so... I couldn't be in a better place.
I guess it's tough because when I was growing up, I mean, I wasn't the most popular guy at school by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, I know.
No way. You?
Unbelievable. And, you know, adolescence is hard at the best of time without, you know, being a national figure.
Yeah. It was certainly hard. And I went to a performing arts school too. So, you know, everybody at that school wanted to be, you know, where I was so it was quite competitive. And, you know, I'm quite close with someone I wasn't close with at school now, and he goes, you never spoke at school. At lunchtime, you just never spoke. And I was like, yeah, I was quite shy.
You were the weird kid.
I was the weird kid, I think. I think I was quite insecure at school, but when I hit the stage, it was a different kettle of fish.
Oh, well, it's great to have you back, Nikki.
Oh, thanks. Hopefully I'll stick around for a bit longer and annoy whoever I can and have some fun in the meantime.
Well, I hope we'll write a whole bunch of new Nikki Webster jokes for you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.